Today is Thursday, April 17th, 2025, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National High Five Day. It's also National Haiku Poetry Day, National Ellis Island Family History Day, Get to Know Your Customers Day. Yeah, I need to get to know my customers all the time. National Crawfish Day. We used to call those crawdads or crawdaddies. And when I was growing up, we had a crawdad fry instead of a crawfish. And National Cheese Ball Day. A cheese ball is something that's like, okay, well, if you need something to put on some crackers, that's fine. I'm okay with the cheese ball. Sure. You could also just cut a slice of cheese and put it on a cracker, and I would be okay with that as well. But sure, a cheese ball is a thing that I could do. So I'm doing a thing. I decided that I was going to go to this podcasting thing because there's a podcast that I listen to all the time called, well, what's it called? The Morning Stream. And so they're having a big convention. They have a convention every year. It's similar to Pride 48, actually. And so I'm going to go to that because I thought, first of all, I can make more contacts in the podcasting realm. But also, I just need a vacation. And I need to get away and just have some fun and not think about work or anything else. Just get away. It's been a little while since I've been on a trip. Mark and I like to travel often. And it's been a little time. So I decided to go, and it's very similar to Pride 48. And in fact, it's interesting because they do have some live shows, but it's not to the level that Pride 48 was. So first of all, I'm thinking, oh my gosh, like, and maybe they don't want to do that. I'm not putting down this convention at all, but I was thinking, oh gosh, we did so much more at Pride 48 because every show, every podcaster that came was able to do their show live. They are doing some ad hoc, oh, Tuesday morning, we're going to have anyone who wants to do, you know, a few people who do a podcast are going to do a live version of their show. And so that'll be cool. I'll go and watch and everything. So it's going to be interesting just to watch and see, do they do things the way we did things? You know, what's it like meeting them, letting them know that I'm a podcaster? Because I've called in a couple of times, but I've never really said anything. My therapist is the sister of the guy who is the main guy of the podcast, and she does a segment on their show every week. So she's going to be there. So I'm going to meet my therapist for the first time. But there are some things that are just not well organized. I feel like they have a majority of what they do is they have different events or social events that you can sign up for. And so there's this golf thing that's like the kickoff event. And they're just not being very good at communicating like what you need to do. First, it was put your name in the list. And I didn't even know that I had to go and buy my own ticket. I didn't know if they had reserved a group, an amount of slots. We were putting our name in a sheet and then we would pay when we got there. Like, I didn't know because there was no clear information, at least not from what I could see, of like when you needed to pay and who you needed to pay. And then randomly on a particular show, they said, oh, by the way, you need to go and pay. And it would be helpful if someone would pay for an entire team. Put your name as the team leader, and then we can put in people who haven't got a slot yet, and they can pay you when you get there. Well, I don't know, folks. It's not that expensive. It was like $30 a person. So I was like, well, I don't know any of these people. I feel like all of these other people know each other, right? Because they've all been going to this event. So I'm just imagining what Pride 48 attendees felt like who were coming for the first time. But I know that at least Big Fatty and some others were very personable and would always talk to those people. And we also overshared information. Like, as we got closer to the event, we had the state of the stations where we would give all of the information. We would tell you what you needed to do, what you needed to buy, what we were taking care of, what was included in your ticket, what was, you know, all of that kind of stuff. Actually, we didn't sell tickets, but, you know, so we did all that. I just feel like there's a little bit lacking there. So I don't know if I'm going to get there and be the only one in my team, air quotes. But it's okay. I'll have fun. I like playing mini golf. Maybe they'll convert my extra three tickets to, I can go back and do it again. So I just added myself to a blank team and hoping that some people add themselves. But if they don't, then I'll just play by myself. It's no big deal. But anyway, so they're going to have, you know, they'll have the main show is doing a live version of the show on Wednesday. There are on Monday and Tuesday, there are a couple other shows that are doing shows. Tom Merritt is doing, I think he's doing Daily Tech News show from there. And then it's all the rest of the stuff is just events. So there's golf, there's karaoke, there's even for people who like to smoke pot or eat gummies, there's like a event for that. There's wine tasting, there's all kinds of things that they're going to do. There's a board game day where everyone's playing board games. So I think it'll be fun. So I'm just trying to sign up for everything because that's happening in a couple of weeks. And you guys are going to have Daniel as your host of Geeky Gay while I'm gone. So you'll get to enjoy Daniel's interesting tidbits while I'm away. Maybe I'll send in little, I'm not promising this, but maybe I'll call my own voicemail line and Daniel can play. I think I've done that before on a vacation, so that might be a good to just check in every day and say, oh my God, guys, like there was this person who was staring at me and I didn't know what to do and, you know, whatever. The other thing is, you know, we didn't stay at the nicest hotels on the Vegas Strip, but we always stayed at hotels on the Vegas Strip. The hotel that is hosting this is not on the Strip. It's in like downtown or whatever. It's that other area, the Fremont Street area, which I hear is a little bit more seedy, a little bit more of a seedy area of, but it's called, I want to say it's called the Plaza? Yeah, the Plaza Hotel and Casino. And just from their logo, it looks like a really old school Vegas. So we'll see. I mean, the prices are interesting. I mean, the prices are a little bit cheaper, I think, than what we paid. But who knows? Who knows? Because we actually, even though one year we stayed at the Excalibur, I was like, oh, no, I can't stay at the Excalibur. I've got to stay, you know, at the Luxor. And so I did the Luxor, and it's just one of those things. I really want to see the Sphere. And that's not one of the events, because I think a lot of people find, I don't know if they've already done it or they find it too expensive. I'm not really sure, but I may just go on one of the days and do the Sphere on my own. At least take the tour and see, you know, I don't know. I think there is a show going on, but it's Grateful Dead. I'm not really interested in that, but I know some people are, you don't like that. I mean, I don't know. I don't have a problem with the Grateful Dead, but it's just not music that I've really listened to during my life. So yeah, that's happening in a couple of weeks. I'm flying out on the 27th, and it's the 28th, 29th, 30th, and I'm flying home on May 1st. And so I'm looking forward to getting away. And then I'm also, so many trips this year, because then at the end of May, we have the cruise. And then I need to have some sort of website and some sort of ducks of, oh my God, I'm supposed to have ducks ready to sell by the time I go on this cruise. I don't know how that's going to happen. I don't even have a duck design yet that's a 3D model. Oh, God. All right. Well, anyway, because I've got to have some samples and a website so that I can put them around and people can find them. Oh, goodness. That is... I have a few weeks. I have about a month's worth of weeks left to do that. So hopefully I will get it done. And so doing that. And then, of course, we have our July trip to Scotland. We have September for Mark's birthday. We're going to Switzerland. And then the trip with Daniel. I'm going just specially for my good buddy, my best friend, Daniel. He and I, we're going to go to Universal while I'm in Florida, and we're going to drive to see Big Fatty. So lots of trips coming up. Nothing much going on around here. The birds finally found my birdhouse, people. But they're not, it's only a couple of birds, and they're not, I don't know if they don't like the food or what, but they're only just very sporadically using it. And so I'm trying to figure out, I thought a bird seed was a bird seed. But maybe they're tasting it and going, I like the bird seeds at the neighbor's house better. I'm not really sure, but a couple of birds did find it. I saw them, so they were very cute. And I learned today that apparently liking to watch birds is a sign that I'm getting old. Because someone was saying that on one of the podcasts I listened to. So apparently, you know, the fact that I like to watch birds is a sign that I'm getting close to 50. I don't know. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.